Coming up today, we're going to answer the question, should I continue to invest once I retire? The short answer is yes, and we'll tell you why. It's going to start right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Well, Marty opened it up with a question, and the question he's going to answer in this opening segment of Financial Safari with Marty Neville, and that is, continue in some way to invest even when you're in retirement? Marty Neville is president of Smart Money Solutions, his Amazon best-selling book, Retirement Smart America. So let's look at those reasons, Marty, to continue in some way, maybe even before we get into the reasons, because the reason I stressed in some way is that I know your approach is different with investment or any kind of strategy with investments in retirement.
Absolutely, yeah. I know I use safe money strategies because I want to make sure that you're always making money, that you're not subject to any market volatility. If the market goes down, that could affect your income, and that could affect, you know, running out of money potentially. So, yes, I only use safe money strategies. Annuity products, fixed index annuity products, life insurance programs, estate trusts, everything, anything that's safe, that guarantees growth. So if you're taking 4 or 5% out and you're making 6 or 7, guaranteed, your account's still going up. even though you're taking distributions, that's important because we are living longer. We have an increased lifespan, and I want to make sure that, you know, if you live to be 100, God love you. The report that I'm going to put together is going to bear that out, because the report goes to at least age 100. And, we're all eating better, we're living healthier, and I want to make sure that your income is going to be there. And, you know, investing in the market, well, having some money in the market is not a bad thing. But again, you need that income that you can count on, that you know is going to be there, and you want to guarantee that you're going to have that income, and you want to have growth. So you want to be making money while you're taking those distributions. Mm-hmm. It's really important, obviously, to make sure that that money is going to be sustained for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's it. The first reason you covered longevity. To continue in some form and the right form for you and that phase of your life to invest in retirement, longevity, reason number one. Reason number two, inflation, because, you know, when we're working, we're counting on raises to factor inflation. What does it in retirement?
Right. Well, you know, we have inflation, and inflation is pretty high. You know, we see it every day at the grocery store. You see it every day at the gas station. Go get your car fixed, get new tires on your car or something.
Anything.
it's amazing. So yeah, inflation is, you know, 10, 11, 12% or higher. And that's going to affect your purchasing power. So we've got to make sure that we keep up with inflation at least by having that account grow while we're taking those distributions. So whatever source of income that you have, it's important to make sure that you have that growth in those sources of income. It could be, you know, I mean, people own rental properties, and you raise the rent from time to time. So that's, you know, that's part of your income stream. So you've got all the different sources of income that you have. It's got to be a certainty that it's growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to, and you're right about the percentages are all over the place. It depends on what you're buying and where you're buying it. So
yeah, electricity is up 28%, you know.
Wow, yeah.
You know, natural gas is up 23%. Everything is just, you know, skyrocketed, you know, and hopefully things will change come November.
Right.
Or actually January, when the new president is sworn in. And we'll go back to what we had when, you know, before this administration, when things were running smoothly, the economy was great, the border was under control, you know, unemployment numbers were fantastic. So, you know, again, I'm not trying to make this into a political show, but politics has a lot to do with the state of the economy, the state of things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. So, unfortunate, but true.
Yeah, I just read a story the other day that this internet provider is going up on once again, and things you can do. And I thought, wait a minute, that's my internet provider. Does anything go down these days? That's my question. We've got some more reasons to seriously consider finding the right investment strategy for you in that phase of life with Marty Neville, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Well, another reason is that you've got unexpected expenses and opportunities you don't want to miss out on as well.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, life happens. We all know that. You know, it's just a fact of life that life is going to happen. Things are going to go happen, you know, whether it's a family issue, a health issue. You know, something is going to happen where you're going to need that extra cash or extra money and making healthcare costs. I mean, look at the cost of healthcare. You know, not only just your insurance premiums and your Medicare supplement premium, but the cost of going to the doctor, the cost of going to the dentist, the cost, I mean, their malpractice insurance is up. So guess what they do? They raise their rates because they have to raise their rates to account for their costs. Their rent is up. Let's face it. I mean, rents are up over 30% in most cases. So if you know, you go to the dentist and his rent is up 30%, guess what? You're going to be paying more.
You're going to contribute to that rent.
Because you're going to, right, you got to help, you know, pay those expenses that he's incurring, so that everybody's incurring, and we're all incurring those expenses. You know, look at family support, property taxes. You know, you might be helping your family out. So, you know, your kids, sometimes they need help, and grandkids, and you're, you know, saving for their college educations or whatnot. So yeah, it's all different kinds of things happen in life and opportunities. You know, you might, all of a sudden you might find a, you know, hey, there's a great deal that I could get to go to this river cruise in Europe or something.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so you know that might come up, and hey, bingo! The next thing you know, you're spending $5,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000.
Well, you know,
on a trip you didn't plan for.
Another thing on opportunities is, and we've certainly seen them with higher interest rates. Looking at the making lemonade out of lemons, opportunities in that regard too, you wouldn't want to miss out on.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. I mean, the list is endless, and you know, my focus is to make sure that, you know, should those things happen, should, you know, a family emergency happen or the health issues arise and you need extra cash, extra capital, that you have that emergency fund, number one, and that you're taken care of properly, and your quality of life isn't going to suffer because, you know, because an emergency happened or a family problem or a family issue arose. Or that trip, you know, that $10,000 or $12,000, $15,000 trip, you know, all of a sudden slapped you in the face and said, you know, I got to go.
And we deserve to be able to do it too.
I encourage you to go. I mean, that's important. I encourage my clients to spend your money. You worked hard for it. Enjoy life. Do what you want to do when you want to do it, and don't worry about the expense. You know, we'll take care of it. You know, if you have the resources, we'll take care of whatever needs to be done. But the bottom line is to enjoy and have a good quality of life and enjoy life.
What about legacy investments? What should the strategy be there? We've got about a minute.
Well, you know, estate planning, making sure that your estate plan is in place and it's up to date and it's compliant. I mean, I sit down with clients all the time. They have, you know, a 20-year-old trust, and their powers of attorney are out of date. And just because you have one doesn't mean that it's valid. You have to make sure it's current and compliant with current legislation. So making sure that that's up to date, making sure your situation tax-wise is as efficient as possible and that you're paying the least amount. And then if you want to do, you know, legacy planning, if you want to make sure that, you know, you're leaving something for either your family or to a charity of your choice. I mean, I have a lot of clients that leave a lot of money to charities, and that's important too. So yes, making sure that all those different things are in place, they're up to date, they're current, and they're compliant. So that's the key, and making sure that your legacy is going to withstand the test of time.
and factoring longevity, inflation, and everything that needs to be factored into retirement of today. What are the best strategies for you? Find out in a comprehensive review you can claim for yourself with Marty right now at no cost, no obligation.
That's right, Dave. You know, what do you do about it? You call me, and we set up a time to get together, and we meet, and we put together a comprehensive plan. That's custom tailored just for you at no cost or obligation. I'm not a fee-based advisor. I'm not going to have you bring your checkbook to our first consultation. If you need a living trust, I'll have you write a check. But for my financial plans, there's no cost. So give me a call. My number is 888-519-9096. You call that number, you'll hear my voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message. And after the show's over today, I personally will be calling you back to set up a time to get together and put together a custom-tailored plan just for you. Can't do a thing until you call, but, you know, bear in mind I am a couple weeks behind. I do have a pretty busy schedule, but I do have cancellations also. Life happens, like we just talked about.
Yeah.
People cancel and they need to reschedule, so I can fit you in. So I will fit you in one way or the other. So call me now, 888-519-9096. And we'll put together a plan for you and make sure that your retirement is a smooth transition and everything runs properly.
And as Marty opened the segment stating that his strategy and philosophy for that retirement phase of life looks totally different from when you're earlier in your life and your working career. And we're actually going to cover more of that in the next segment, talking about risk tolerance and risk capacity. But we'll get into that next segment. In the meantime, yes, take advantage of the opportunity to look at what your strategies could look like, not just when in any growth strategies, but in that guaranteed income that Marty talks about, that income you can count on. And he'll talk to you about running up to 100, maybe even beyond, so you can help cut that fear of running out of money in retirement. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096 for this very comprehensive review offered at no cost and no obligation. Well, it is Financial Safari with Marty Neville. We are just getting started. Quick break, but much more to come. In fact, Marty, give us an idea of what we're into next segment.
Well, right after the break, we're going to dive into some questions you should answer. Yourself, you should answer with asset allocation as you enter retirement. Stay tuned.
Financial Safari continues with Marty Neville. Marty's website, think of his firm name, Smart Money Solutions. It's Smart Money Solutions MN for Marty Neville. .com, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. We got some questions here. Marty's going to have the answers to it regarding asset allocation and the approach that we should take, and actually questions that Marty will have for you when he first meets with you to get an idea of the approach that we should be, he working with you should be taking as far as asset allocation. First off, risk tolerance. I know you asked that, and you gauge it yourself. What's their risk tolerance?
Exactly. You know, how much are you willing to lose?
That's
the question I always
ask. That's usually zero.
Yeah, and the answer is invariably always the same. Nobody wants to lose any money. They've worked hard for it. They've saved, sacrificed. They put it in that account. And who wants to lose that over something you have no control over? You have no control over what's happening in the market and the volatility we're experiencing. So, yes, you've got to be comfortable with where you are. And lately, more and more people are finally realizing that my programs, my annuity products, my life insurance programs that I put together, the estate trust, they're the safest way, and they provide you with the guaranteed lifetime income. You know, let's take away some of these, you know, misconceptions. People think, well, I put my money in an annuity, I can never touch my money again. Well, that's not true. That's just propaganda that the brokers tell you about because they don't want you to move your money. So, there's a lot of misconceptions about annuity products, about life insurance programs, and they don't have that volatility that we've all experienced. I mean, I was in the same boat, folks. I mean, I had all my money in the market, and I got sick of every 10 years losing 30-40% of it and having to wait to recover. So I followed my own advice, and I put my money in a fixed indexed annuity, and I'm thrilled because I'm making, 7% on my money, minimum guaranteed interest. Mm-hmm. Plus, if the market does better, I could make more. And I'm a happy camper. And I'm not retiring anytime soon, but at least my money is protected and I don't have to worry about it going away over again, something I have no control over.
Right. So, yes, you
know,
feeling.
Knowing your risk tolerance, knowing, you know, what you're comfortable with is really important. And we're going to have that conversation at our first meeting.
Well, equally important is knowing your risk capacity.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you gotta look at your financial situation, including emergency funds. What's your income need? You know, take into consideration your health and longevity. I mean, again, we said this in the last segment. We're living longer. We're living healthier. So, what's your risk capacity? How much can you afford? How much can you afford to lose? You know, it's just that simple, folks. I mean, I'm not trying to complicate things here, but it's just that simple. Put yourself in a position where you're in control of your money and not, you know, the stock market or, you know, some broker. You know, I'm not saying that they're bad. I mean, they've been there forever. They're going to be there forever. You know, but you've got to do what's best for you. And that's the approach that I take. It's all about you and what's best for you.
That's it. And that is the approach that Marty takes, a custom approach. And that's right at that first initial review, which you can schedule with a call to 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Looking at asset allocation and questions Marty will have for you, things that you and he can determine to determine the strategies for your asset allocation, like what is your time horizon?
Right. Well, when are you planning on retiring, number one? When are you planning on starting to take distributions from, let's say, your 401ks and IRAs? You know, what other sources of income do you have? But mainly, what's the duration? When are you going to retire, and how long? And are you going to be, you know, needing to take distributions? I mean, I have clients that they retire at 65, 67, 68, but you know, you don't have to take distributions until you're 73. So to take them immediately might not be the appropriate path to take. So we're going to sit down and we're going to look at what's the appropriate course of action to take. When do you need the money? How much do you need? When do you, the same thing with Social Security. When do you take Social Security and how do you take Social Security? So all these are important decisions that have to be made based on when you're planning on retiring, if you're not already retired. So if you're already retired, well, you know, that's another discussion we have about, you know, where to put your money and making sure that it's going to last you for the entire time you're in retirement. And if you're married, for your spouse as well. So don't forget, you know, your spouse likes to eat too. Mm-hmm. So we got to make sure that the income is sustained for him or her as well.
Yeah, so that comes down to knowing what that income is. I mean, I guess the starting point is, what are you making now?
Right. Well, you know, and that's the question I ask is, okay, how much are you earning now? And how much do you want to earn in retirement? How much income are you looking for in retirement? And that's definitely the question that I'm going to ask, because I need to know, because I need to see, put together the plan, and I need to know how much income you're looking for in retirement. So it's usually 75 to 80% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. So if you're making $100,000, you could figure in retirement, you're going to make $75,000 to $80,000. And it depends, again, on how what your resources are. How, you know, I have to include Social Security in there, your IRAs and 401ks, if you have rental income, interest and dividend income. So all these different sources of income, it's, you know, those puzzle pieces are going to be put together in the report, and they're going to generate what your income is going to be. So we can know, and you're going to be able to know and anticipate and factor it for inflation. I factor your income for inflation because I want your income to keep growing as you get older and as you're in retirement. Again, things don't get cheaper. They seem to get more and more expensive. So we've got to make sure that your income continues to grow as you get older.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on this too, in looking at asset allocation and what determines how yours will look, your legacy goals.
Yeah, well, you know, again, how much of an inheritance do you want to leave, and who do you want to leave it to? You know, if you have kids, if you still like your kids, you know, how much, you know, that's all part of, again, putting together a comprehensive estate plan, which is a service that I offer. I'm not an attorney, folks. But I have attorneys that work for me that put together these plans, that put together estate plans and trusts for me and for my clients. In a couple cases, I'll put together, you know, they have real estate, they have buildings that they own. So what we'll do is, you know, we'll set up an LLC or a corporation to manage those properties and those buildings. It's an extra layer of protection as well. Of doing it that way. And then, you know, the estate will control that LLC if you want. So it's really important to make sure that you're properly positioned. If you have real estate, how it's positioned, you know, how you're generating that income, what kind of insurance you have on those properties, what kind of insurance you have on yourself. You know, don't forget life insurance is still tax free. So, and I think it's going to stay that way. So if you want or need life insurance, you know, we can talk about that as well and put together a life insurance plan, because life insurance is more than just death benefit. I don't look at life insurance as death benefit. I look at the living benefits that life insurance can provide. So it's really important to know, you know, all about these different options that are available to you. And I've been using them for years and years.
Yeah, and life insurance, it now more than ever, is truly life insurance and not death insurance.
Exactly. There's a living benefit. I put together programs for quite a few clients that provide guaranteed lifetime income streams that's tax-free. So life insurance can do these different programs. If you qualify, not everybody's going to qualify.
Right.
But we have to do an analysis and see if it's right for you. And if it's going to work for you. So I have a gentleman who works for me that puts together all my case design, and so we can do that. Again, these programs, just like anything else, is not for everybody, but let's find out if it's right for you and if it's going to work for you.
You know, one more thing on life insurance for long-term care, an option. You know, once again, if you are eligible for it, could be used for that.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we have to do an analysis to make sure that you're eligible, that if you qualify, and if it's right for you. I mean, it's not for everybody, just like annuities. You know, I mean, you know, people have a stigmatism about annuities, and you know, it's most of it's unfounded and unjustified.
Or based on old annuities too.
Based on old style annuities. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, people think, oh, I put my money in an annuity and I die, they keep my money. Well, that's, you know, that's not true. I mean, that's just, again, that's a misconception that people have, because it's been brainwashed into their heads by, you know, the brokers. Because again, the brokers, they want to keep your money where it is, because if you take your money, they're not making anything.
Right.
So the brokers, you know, think annuities are terrible things, or they'll sell you a variable annuity, which I don't offer.
Risky,
because
right.
The fees are very high and they still get paid. So, you know, a fixed index annuity or a fixed annuity does not have any fees. A variable annuity, which I don't offer those, has no fee or has a lot of fees, and you have to be careful when you're buying, what you're buying, and knowing what you're getting.
It's back to what strategies are best for you, which Marty will work with you to determine. And then if you go forward with Marty, well, you've got a good head start on that. That comes with that comprehensive review. You can call in now and claim your very own. And it's going to be all about you. And it's at no cost, no obligation.
That's correct, Dave. I mean, it is all about you. When I sit down with people and you're the only people in the room, and that's the only thing I care about is, you know, what do we need to do to protect you? What do we need to do to make sure that your retirement's going to be a smooth transition, and your income is going to be there, and your taxes are paid, and your estate plan is in place, and all those different programs and everything is working perfectly. So call me now. My number is 888-519-9096. When you call that number, you'll hear my voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message, your name and phone number, and after the show's over today, I will be calling you back to set up a time to get together. I'm in charge of my calendar. My assistant usually, she's the one that actually tells me where I need to be and when I need to be there and loads up my briefcase.
Right.
So she's, I don't know how I live without her, but in any event, you know, she's the one that'll do the follow-ups and all that other fun stuff. But I'm the one that actually makes the meetings, makes the schedules, the appointments and the meetings with you. So call me now, 888-519-9096. I am a couple weeks out, but don't let that scare you. I do have people that have cancellations and have to reschedule. And when that happens, I have an opening, and we can fill that opening with you. So call me at 888-519-9096.
Yeah, we've covered already on the show many of the concerns that people have entering retirement and considerations we should have entering retirement. Marty will go over this with you. And again, no cost, no obligation, 888-519-9096. What's in the next segment, Marty?
Well, right after the break, we're going to talk about how to, we're going to tackle how to withdraw money from your retirement accounts. And it's not just take a little from here and a little bit from there, but we'll talk about that right after the break.
Financial Safari with Marty Neville, author of the Amazon bestseller, which you get a copy of when you meet with Marty. That is Retirement Smart America, Smart Money Solutions, Marty's firm. SmartMoneySolutionsMN.com is the website. Yeah, I like what you said because, you know, again, retirement is new territory for us. Us, we the lay people entering retirement, we don't know withdrawal strategies. We don't just take, as you said, a little bit from here and a little bit from there. So we're going to look at, once again, what should be considered in your withdrawal strategies. So what should we start with? And what's a mistake to start with on the wrong thing?
Start with the account that's doing the worst.
Okay, right.
So
start with that.
If you've got five IRAs and a couple of them are doing pretty poorly, you can take distributions from those and leave the others alone as long as you take enough to cover all five. Let's just using that example, you have five IRAs. You can take a distribution from one to cover all five. You don't have to take a little bit from each one. So I always recommend taking money from the one that's doing the worst, that's not making the best, or that's losing value. First of all, we should move it if it's losing, but always take it from the one that's doing the worst. And that'll help you because you want to keep the ones that are doing well, that are making money, leave them alone. You know, let them keep making money. You know, but if all your money is in one IRA, well, obviously there's a strategy in which to take those distributions and making sure that the taxes are paid. Making sure, you know, and it depends on how you're taking it. It depends if you're taking it as a monthly supplemental income, if you're taking it once a year. I mean, I have a lot of clients that they really don't need the money from their IRAs. So they take the money around holiday time in November, let's say, when the holidays are around and they need a little extra money, they'll take their distribution at that time of the year. Cause they'll need it for gifts or for whatever, for holiday parties, whatever the case might be. And that's each individual and each couple are different, you know, and their needs are different. So we're going to look at which way is best to go, and make sure that it's done the proper way in a strategic, proper way. That's going to make sure that the money's going to last you and you're also staying compliant. Cause again, what does the government do if you don't follow the rules?
Penalize.
They penalize you. So I want to make sure that there's no penalties. That you're staying up to date and compliant and your taxes and everything are paid. So there's no surprise also at the end of the year.
Yeah, Social Security, we've certainly been paying into that all of our lives. And therefore, we are entitled to it. We paid into it. Not that money squirreled away specifically for us, but we did pay into it. So the question is, when do we claim it?
Right. Well, when do you claim it? How do you claim it? That's important. You know, we're all eligible for our Social Security at age 62. I'm 68, so I'm, you know, past my full retirement age, and I could take my Social Security, but I haven't yet because it's still growing. It's growing by 8% a year. So why bother taking, you know, where else am I going to make 8% a year? So, you know, it's let it grow. And if I needed it, I would take it, but I don't need it at this point. But again, we have to sit down. We have to decide, you know, when are you going to retire? What income sources do you have and what income do you need? And is Social Security going to be needed at the time you retire, depending on when you retire? So it's important to sit down and have a discussion. You know, I usually like to say wait until your full retirement age, whether that's 66 in a number of months or 67. I usually say, you know, wait until at least that, because if you're working and you take your Social Security benefits before your full retirement age, you're going to start losing benefits. And we don't want to be putting you in that position. So make sure that your benefits are going to be maximized. And that's where the Social Security Maximization Report that I put together comes in as well. So you want to maximize your Social Security benefits. Yeah, you could wait till you're 70, but is that appropriate? It depends. And, again, everybody's different, and we have to look at your specific situation and what's going to work best in your specific situation, and how do we account for all that? So making sure that your assets are going to stay there, and your Social Security is going to be an important part of that income stream, and we're going to make sure that part of that income stream is going to be maximized to your benefit.
Absolutely. Social Security maximization, just one part of that process, and that starts with an initial comprehensive review with Marty, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. We're looking at the order in which we withdraw and from what we withdraw, like the 401k and IRA, and bringing in RMDs when we're forced to withdraw that age of currently 73. What's the strategy before we hit that age?
Well, you could start taking distributions at 59 and a half, and you can roll over your 401k at 59 and a half without a tax penalty or without any taxes. Once you hit 59 and a half, you can do that. But if you don't need the money, let's say, especially seeing as if you're working, if you're 59 and a half or 60 and you are still working, there would be no need for you to take a distribution from your retirement account. You mm-hmm. want to save that money for retirement. But you can take it. Let's say you are retired early. I mean, a lot of my federal employees, law enforcement, they have to retire. Air traffic control, firefighters, they have to retire 56 and 57. So there are exceptions to the rule. They can take distributions if they don't get another job. But, we're all required to take it starting at age 73. It's going to go up to 75, but we're required to take those minimum distributions, those RMDs, at 73. But you can take them before. So if you retire at 65, 66, 67, you can take your distributions. People ask me all the time, is there a penalty? No, the penalty is the taxes you have to pay, because mm-hmm. don't forget, every dime of your IRA and 401k money is taxable. So that's the penalty at that point is you're going to have, you could take those distributions, no penalties, but you got to pay the taxes. So again, we have to sit down and determine what sources of income you have. And putting together the report is critical. I mean, if you don't have a plan, folks, and I'm not trying to sound condescending here, but if you don't have a plan, you need one. And I do this at no cost and obligation for you. I put these plans together for you for free, and I let you keep it. I'm not mm-hmm. going to snatch it away from you if you don't become a client. I would hope you'd want to become a client of mine. That's where the report is so critical and so important, because it's going to spell out what your sources of income, when to take those sources, where your Social Security money, when that's going to kick on, when your distributions from your IRAs and other savings are going to kick in. So it's going to take all those pieces of the puzzle and put it together for you in black and white in a comprehensive, understandable report at no cost.
So if we have Roth and now with Secure Act 2.0, you don't even have to, there's no RMD on Roth 401k.
Correct.
Where does that fall in line with the order from which we withdraw?
Well, most people who have Roths never, ever touch them, because it's growing tax-free. So they don't want to disturb that. So, but on the other side, I have people that use their Roth for everything but income purposes. They buy a car with their Roth because mm-hmm. there's no tax consequence. They'll, help their kids or grandkids' college educations because, again, there's no tax consequence by taking those distributions. They'll do home improvements. They'll save themselves the money of borrowing money from the bank or using a home equity line of credit or whatever the case might be, by using their Roth for a home improvement project, redoing the kitchen or redoing a bathroom, whatever the case might be. So, yes, most people I sit down with, they have a Roth, but they never use it for the purpose of income. So in some cases they do, but very, very rarely do people use that Roth. But again, you have to take into consideration, it is a great source of income. It is tax-free. You paid the tax on that money, and when you made the contribution, you paid the tax in advance. So the deal is there's no tax. Everything it makes and everything you take is tax-free going forward. I'm having a little trouble talking here. All of a sudden, my teeth are falling out or something. But, but you know, so yes, the Roth is tax-free. Everything you make, everything you take is tax-free going forward. As long as it's 5 years old, don't forget the five-year rule still holds true. Right. There's no RMDs on that, but you can use that money for anything you want.
And finally, and I'll toot your horn here, as far as withdrawal strategies, working with someone like you, Marty, not only your knowledge, but and the fact that you keep up with current rules as they stand, but also your experience. You've seen things that work and things that don't work.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's, you know, you want to make sure that you're following, you're staying compliant, you're staying up to date, you're making the distributions that you want and need. More importantly is the need. You know, you want to make sure that you have the money that you need to live that quality of life
first
you want.
First and foremost, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's it all about, folks. I mean, it's all about you worked hard, you've suffered, you've sacrificed, you put that money away. Now it's all about you. So, and again, that's where I'm going to put that. The whole program is all about you. The report is all about you. The implementation of the report and of the plan is all about you and making sure that everything runs smoothly. So it's thank you, Dave. I appreciate the kind words, but it's true. You know, knowing what to take, when to take it, how to take it is really an important strategy to take into consideration when putting together a retirement plan. You know, there's a lot of guys out there, there's a lot of brokers and a lot of advisors out there, but retirement is its own little, you know, world.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's got to be done properly to make sure that you know, because again, it's something that you there are no redos. You can't you know, go back in time and change something if a mistake happens. You know, it's once you do it, it should be done right the first time, and make sure that you're going to be happy and comfortable going forward.
And retirement is Marty's world in the financial universe. Talk about it. How does it look for you? Comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely, Dave. So that's what it's all about. It's all about you and putting together a custom tailored plan that's just for you. The guaranteed lifetime income plan, the Social Security maximization reports. It's all about, you know, we're going to sit down, we're going to have a conversation, we're going to make sure that everything runs according to your plan and the way you want them to. So call me now. My number, again, is 888-519-9096. You call that number and you leave me a short message on the recording, and I will call you back after the show's over today, and we'll set up a time to get together to put together these custom tailored plans that are just for you, making sure that your Social Security and your other sources of income are all there done properly at the right time to make sure that everything runs smoothly in retirement. Call me now. Again, my number is 888-519-9096. Everybody I meet with at the office gets a copy of my book, Retirement Smart America.
And it is a comprehensive review that, if you go forward with Marty, will lead to a holistic process in retirement planning. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. Marty, one more segment. What's up?
After the break, we're going to answer a series of questions that we got from listeners this past week, so stay tuned.
Q&A with Marty Neville of Smart Money Solutions. We're back into Financial Safari. I'm Dave Perkins. Marty mentioned that retirement is an entirely different world. That it is. And for years, Marty has focused solely on retirement, that phase of your life. And in the time Marty's done that, he's seen that phase get longer and longer, which is something he factors in. And all your concerns as you meet with Marty. We're going to do a little Q&A now with Marty, starting with a question from Charles. I want to start taking some money out of my IRA at 60. Now, I will keep working. Can I still contribute to my IRA after I start making withdrawals?
Interesting question. My question back to you, Charles, would be why?
Right.
You're still working. Why
because
would you want to
Because of after
start taking...
he was thinking 59 and a half? Is that what
yeah,
he's thinking?
I don't know. I don't understand why he would want to take money from his IRA while he's still working. Does he need the money? I mean, is there a family emergency? Is something going on that he needs it? That's my question. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to answer his question, yes, you could still make contributions to your IRA. As long as you're working and have W-2 income, You can make contributions to your IRA while you're making withdrawals from the IRA as long as you're working. Again, my question to you would be, why do you want to do that?
Right. It's a good question.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, unless
your income. That's what you would ask if he was meeting with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless his income isn't enough to meet his expenses, that's my question. I'm a little confused. I mean, yes, you could still make IRA contributions. Does your company offer a 401k? I would rather see you do that. The contribution limits are much higher. So there's a lot of questions. I mean, it's an interesting question, but it's kind of counterproductive because you're taking money out of retirement, but you're not retired. So,
yes,
you can still make contributions to your IRA even while you're making withdrawals, as long as you're working and have W-2 income.
Well, thanks for the questions. Of course, Marty, as he has on the show, we'll have follow-up questions for you to better help you when you meet with him. 888-519-9096. Jennifer, I want to open a simple IRA for my company. Now, I've never done this before. As the employer, how do I maximize my own contribution per year? Is it through my W-2 salary or through my business?
Well, a simple IRA, it could be either or, but we really have to go through your CPA to determine what your contribution, because the contribution limits on a simple IRA are different than a traditional IRA or a SEP IRA. So you really have to go through your CPA to make that contribution limit and know what the contribution limit is before you make those contributions. So yes, your CPA or whoever does your taxes would be the best person to consult with to make sure that you're doing it properly and that you're making the right contributions, the right amount.
Yeah, good question. That obviously, as Marty said, you may want to get more specific answer from somewhere else. And then if you're in that financial red zone, that's a great time to meet with someone like Marty, who is a great coach for people in that phase of life, getting closer to retirement.
Right, congratulations, Jennifer, on having a successful company and being able to open a simple IRA, but contribute the max, whatever
as much
the max
as you
is
can.
Based on your income, contribute the max and keep going and keep up the good work.
Yeah. Good first step there, definitely. For Marty, 888-519-9096. Edward, I learned from listening to you that a variable annuity can have excessive fees. You talked about that earlier today. Mm-hmm. I realized that the annuity I have is a variable. Is there anything I can do to fix it?
Yes, there is. We can look at, I'd need to see a current statement. It depends on how long you've had it. I'd have to see what the surrender charges or the surrender period is. We can do a rollover and get out of that if you wanted to. But again, I'm not going to do anything. If there's a huge surrender charge, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to see you lose money. Lose more money. I mean, obviously, it's costing you money, and a variable annuity is directly in the market. So, if the market gets very volatile, you can lose value in that variable annuity. And plus, you still have to pay the fees. So, the fees are going to be there no matter what. Whether you win or lose, you're still going to pay those fees. But yes, we can do a rollover of that. But I'm not going to do it if the surrender fees are very excessive. Because I don't want to see you lose. I'm not going to put you in a position where you're going to hurt yourself, but I want to make sure that you're not don't lose, minimize your losses in a variable annuity. Yeah, so we can do a rollover, absolutely.
Good. There's hope there.
Yes, there's hope.
Edward's listening. Thanks so much, Edward. We appreciate it. Eleanor, I've done Roth IRA conversions every year for the past several years. Now, I'm planning to retire in 2 years, and I've got $30,000 in my traditional IRA. Should I continue this conversion process?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish, Eleanor. So if you're looking to strictly have a Roth IRA for retirement purposes, yes. And every situation is different. Normally I say, no, don't do Roth conversions because you're paying the tax on it. But then again, taxes are low right now still for the time being. So it still might be a good time or the right time to do a conversion. But it also depends on how much you're making And if is that conversion going to put you into a higher tax bracket? So, you know, you really want to look at the situation. And obviously, if you've been doing them for the past several years, you know what the breaking point is to put yourself in a higher tax bracket. So obviously you're getting some advice either from your CPA, whoever does your taxes, or some other advisor is giving you an opinion or an advice on how much you can convert. But yes, if you're looking to just have strictly after-tax dollars is in the way of a Roth, absolutely, continue doing those conversions like you've been doing them. But as long as it's not putting you in a higher tax bracket and hurting yourself, that would be the best way to go for yourself. And this way you have that that tax-free income coming from those Roths. At least you'll have one source of income that's tax-free.
Yes.
Because all the rest of them are taxable. If you have a pension, it's taxable. Social Security, 85% of the benefits are taxable. You know, so if you have interest in dividend income, it's taxable. If you have, you know, other sources, usually everything is taxable, but a Roth is not taxable. So that might be the best way to go for you. So let's sit down and have a conversation and see if it's the right way to go and what's going to be the best course of action to take.
You know, we've got a little time here. I mentioned at the beginning of the segment that you have focused now on retirement planning for a while. You've seen retirement grow. From the time you first started helping people build retirement plans to now, how has the duration of retirement changed the process?
Well, you know, we're all living longer. You know, everybody who's retiring these days are my age.
Right.
You know,
the younger boomers and the older Gen Xers.
Right. When I started doing this, I was in my mid 30s, and you know, now I'm in my late 60s. So it has changed a lot because everybody my age, everybody I went to school with, everybody, you know, all of us baby boomers are getting ready to retire all at the same time. And what is it, 10,000 a day?
10 to 11. Yeah.
So a lot of people are retiring. A lot of people need help, and they need assistance, and they need distributions, and they want to make sure their income. There's a lot of nervousness and anxiety. So, yes, I've seen a lot of changes over the years.
It's longer.
Yeah, I mean, and we're living longer. So, yes, we're living longer. And you know, years ago, you know, people still had pensions. When I first started doing this, people still had pensions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
right.
Those have gone away, and you know, people have they've been bought out, so they've converted that to a 401k. So most people don't have a pension these days. Some do. If you're a teacher, a firefighter, a police officer, a federal employee, municipal employee, you know, you have a pension. Congratulations! So you have that extra that third leg that you can count on for income. But for the most part, you know, the private sector, you know, defined benefit plan has gone away. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the pension has gone away in the private sector a lot because it was very expensive to maintain. And again, people are living longer. So with people living longer, that's a guaranteed payment you're going to be getting. It wasn't sustainable for the company, so they got rid of it and they put in 401k plans. But you know, it has changed a lot, and it's gotten better because people have decided and realized that their future is in their own hands. And so they've saved and sacrificed and put that money away, and hopefully your company matched. So I love free money for my clients. But yes, all in all, the landscape has changed quite a bit. And in my opinion, it's changed for the better because, you know, you're responsible for your own destiny, and you know, people are coming up, taking the challenge and doing it successfully. And everybody I sit down with, you know, they've done a great job putting together their savings. They have many sources of savings and income, and that's going to help them in retirement live comfortably. And that's the key. That's the important part is living comfortably.
Absolutely. Yeah. How can you live comfortably and stress-free on what we all desire in retirement? See the strategies that could be best for you at a comprehensive review with Marty at no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely. So for the last 10 listeners who call in, I'm going to count them, 10. The last 10 listeners who call in to 888 888- 519-9096. You call that number, you'll hear my voice on the friendly recording, and you'll just leave me a message, and we're just about to go off the air. I will be calling you back to set up a time to get together and put together a custom-tailored plan just for you and about your situation and what you're looking forward to. So call me now at 888-519-9096. And I look forward to meeting you and putting together the Guaranteed Lifetime Income Plan as well as the Social Security Maximization Report.
It's Marty who calls you back. It's Marty you meet with, and it's going to be about you, your retirement. When you come in for this comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. I used to call it a retirement roadmap. I'd like to think of it now as more of retirement GPS that can reroute you when necessary, because reviews are necessary throughout that process with Marty as your retirement partner. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. As Marty said, the next 10 calling in as we close out the show at no cost, no obligation. We are closing out, but for years, Marty's been here every week to give you the information he feels you really need, we all need, in retirement considerations. So we're back next week to do it all over again. Hope you're with us with Marty Neville and Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.